Good afternoon. This is Legally Brief, a podcast production of the Indiana Coalition Against Domestic Violence. I am your host, ICADV Legal Counsel Carrie Hyatt Bennett. In this podcast, I will review the significant changes to Indiana's Address Confidentiality Project that went into effect on July 1, 2020, and how those changes can impact survivors. As a result, the Address Confidentiality Project allows for those who apply to receive a confidential post office box for their safety and security. In short, the program is more accessible now. Legislation passed earlier this year made some significant changes. First of all, starting July 1, 2020, the program now allows victims of harassment, human trafficking, intimidation, or invasion of privacy to participate, which is a considerable expansion. Previously, only victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, or stalking could access these protections. Secondly, the new law also lengthens time of participation from the former 2 years to 4 years, expiring on June 30th of the fourth year after certification as a participant. Third, the new law also removes the requirement that a victim must have either a civil protection order or a criminal no-contact order to participate in the program. This is a huge expansion to those who can apply. Fourth, here's how our victim advocates can assist. Any applicant to the program must provide a description of their plan to maintain the confidentiality of their new address. This is meant to engage our program advocates to help survivors with safety planning. The new law also underscores that if a program participant provides written notice to any individual or business entity of the change, that entity has to maintain that this new address is used, and further, to not disclose it to any other entity. This includes displaying it if the entity is a landlord. Finally, the new law also provides a participant with a literal physical address if one is required for some reason. As always, this program is revocable if it's used in the commission of a crime or accessed as part of a misleading or fraudulent activity. That's about it. For more information or with questions about the changes to the Address Confidentiality Program, contact me. This has been Legally Brief. Thanks for listening. This is a podcast production of the Indiana Coalition Against Domestic Violence.